Time to check in again with the Norfolk County Register of Deeds, Bill O'Donnell, for an update on all things Norfolk deeds. Hi, Bill.
Good morning. Hello, Joe, and hello to Quincy Access Television. As always, thanks for doing this, especially having to make adjustments with the pandemic and doing it remotely. But always good to talk with you, Joe, and with and say hello to the staff and, of course, to the residents of Quincy. First of all, news from the registry. The registry has been open, recording land transactions since March when the pandemic started, since the emergency orders were put in place here in Massachusetts. Clearly the health and safety of our employees is the number one priority, but we have been open. And one of the reasons we have tried to make a commitment to stay open, the registry does play a pretty vital role in the real estate economy. So if documents aren't getting recorded here, a lot of things aren't happening. Loans aren't being made by banks. Developers aren't building houses. Houses aren't available for people to move into to a basic human right of shelter. So we have really made a commitment to try to stay open, and we haven't missed one workday here. Things happen. 2020, just last week, we had a gas leak. We had to evacuate the building, and I sent most of the employees home, but the senior staff got back in to make sure all the transactions got recorded for that day. So I couldn't do it without the employees. There's no I in team, as the old Sheriff Cliff Marshall used to say. And also, my kids get weary of me. We all have sayings, but I have the five P's: proper preparation prevents poor performance. And here at the registry, I think that goes back to some of the things we did pre-pandemic. First of all, there was a commitment to internet land record research through the website. If you go to www.norfolkdeeds.org, the records are available. The property records can come into people's homes and businesses through the internet. But we also made a commitment and we got everything online. Norfolk County, it's a historic county, four presidents born here. The founding date is 1793. So every document and all the indexes are available online. And that helps in this pandemic when physically we can't allow people in except for the employees. People can still take the virtual trip to the registry. We still print the books even during the pandemic, but people can do research. We also made a commitment to electronic recording, and I have to thank the Quincy legislators. They were great as far as getting the bill passed in 2017. Norfolk County was the first registry to record electronically on the land court side. We had been recording on the recorded land side, and that was a very important step. And not all the registries, we were part of a pilot program, not all the registries can do that. But that electronic recording has saved us during the pandemic, and more importantly, I think saved the people that use the registry uses. Business has continued because of the five P's. We didn't know a pandemic was coming, but we were trying to do these things to make the registry a better organization, a better entity. And the proof's in the pudding. Electronic recording on the recorded land side is 75% of our documents are coming in electronically. We have a Dropbox. We've had a Dropbox since March, so it's funny with this, votes, the elections are coming up and this concept of dropping important documents like a vote off to a box. We were doing that in March as far as the documents. So 75% of the documents are coming in electronically on the recorded land side. And as far as the land court, when we started in April of 2017, it was 20%, creeped up to 25%, 60%. Of our documents are coming in electronically through on the land court side. So it's helped us stay in business. And of course we have a disaster recovery office and we've done disaster recovery planning and we're still utilizing that office right now with staff to kind of keep people socially distant. And more importantly, we've used some of the technology to be able to do some of the functions remotely. When things were really bad, I hope we're not going back in that direction, but clearly the metrics seem to suggest we are. And the last thing, one of the first things I did when I became registered was a customer service center so that people could either come by the registry and talk with them. Visit the registry remotely, and if they have some questions, call our customer service center at 781-461-6101. And the customer service center has remained open, again, every day throughout this pandemic, and it's a way to at least answer some questions, and people might want to know if they have a homestead recorded or things like that. So I know I'm here to talk about statistics, but I just wanted to give an update of where we are as far as the COVID-19. And again, we thank the residents and taxpayers of the county just being patient with us as we work our way through this as an organization. But one thing, despite COVID, and COVID's been 7 of the 9 months, we looked for today's meeting, January 1st to September 30th, 9 months. We have 9 months, and 7 of those months were COVID. And the county has been very busy, and so has Quincy. For instance, total documents recorded in 2019, over that 9 month period, there was almost 107,000 documents recorded. We're over 124,000 for 2020. That's almost 18,000 document increase, or 17% increase. And in Quincy, as far as overall document volume, in 2019, it was 10,060. It was 11,399 in 2020, or a 13% increase. So you can see, again, document volume, it was very busy. And also, if you look at the third quarter, in the third quarter where we just finished that up, that's August, July, August, and September, total documents recorded countywide were up 19%, and in Quincy, 15%. And what's driving this volume? It's mortgage activity. When you look at the total mortgages, we're up countywide over the 9 month period. It went from 20,000 to almost 32,000. That's a 56% increase. And in Quincy, it went for the 9 month period, 2,028 mortgages in 2019 to over 2,900 from January 1st to September 30th, 2020, or a 46% increase. And just a tremendous amount of activity. And again, what's driving the mortgages is clearly, I think people are staying in their homes. They might be renovating. They might have expenses. I mean, people are still going to college. And obviously the low interest rates. But this has continued in the county, 47% increase in mortgages in this third quarter, July, August, and September. And in Quincy, mortgages are up this third quarter, 34%. So here we are, you know, kind of in the throes of a COVID, throes of metrics, numbers going up, and yet it's really stayed busy. And the average sale price, again, good news for Quincy, it's over that 9 month period. And again, we track commercial and residential, so it gets skewed a little bit, I think, but it's a 13% increase. And again, countywide, it's 7%. So the average sale price, you know, has gone up both in the county and both in Quincy. And countywide, I recall the statistic for the third quarter, countywide, it was up 4%. So those are all numbers showing that there's activity, showing that people are borrowing money, but also showing that average sale prices are going up. And, you know, we still, you know, communicate with brokers and things like that. There's been a limited inventory. Anecdotally, that's what people say. That might be changing, but that, you know, there's still not enough properties for sale given the demand. I think the low interest rates have helped, you know, keep the fire going as far as sales. Also, bidding wars. We hear there are still bidding wars that there could be, and maybe you see this in Quincy because we talk to brokers and they say, hey, at times, if the property's priced right, it may go over asking because there's a number of people, 3, 4, 5 different buyers competing. But we've also been talking to brokers, and Joe, they're saying prospective buyers, particularly older millennials, these are people 30 years of age or older, seem to be shying away from condos, kind of avoiding the high density. And some of it, the brokers attribute to COVID that, you know, now maybe people that like the city living now want to get kind of their own little space. And also, brokers are telling us there's been an influx, again, of these millennials, 30 years old or older, being almost like first-time home buyers coming into the market. Well, if you have more people coming into the market, clearly that helps demand. And then the other issue is, and I guess, you know, we're doing this remotely. A lot of businesses are now doing remote working. Is that here to stay? Because now people might not feel as tied to their job office when they're looking to buy, and they might be looking to other areas, to buy, because now you're not tied to your job. You can move a little further away because everything is being done remotely. So that's some of the factors that have been going on. I always bring up homesteads because Quincy's homesteads are up, so as a percentage more than the county. In the county it was down, so I always attribute that, Joe, to Quincy Access Television, because you're always pushing for people to record homesteads, and it's a good thing. Another statistic I always bring up, and it's because you're so lucky in Quincy to have groups there that help people in foreclosure. In fact, they don't just help people in Quincy. They have been great partners countywide, and that's the Quincy Community Action Program and NeighborWorks Housing Solutions. Foreclosure deeds from January 1st to September 30th were down in the county. They were down 23%. And they were down, they were down in Quincy. And again, you know, Quincy only had 8 foreclosure deeds. But if you need help, get it. If you're struggling with foreclosure or you're having problems, make sure you go to Quincy Community Action Programs or NeighborWorks Housing Solutions. Or we usually give another number. We've partnered up with the Attorney General's office here at Norfolk County Registry and the Mass Attorney General's Consumer Advocacy and Response Division, CARD. Their telephone number is 1-617-727-8400. And I don't want people to be lulled into a false sense of security, because if you remember, there was legislation that halted or put a moratorium on foreclosures and evictions. And that's probably another reason why we're seeing these numbers down. And one of the things we've been working with the Norfolk County Registry of Deeds, we've been working with the Attorney General's office in monitoring. It's a monitoring program for compliance. There was an act, again, thank you, local legislators, Chapter 65 of the Acts of 2020 was passed in April, dealing with foreclosures and evictions. And we've been working with the Attorney General in monitoring that, as well as the CARES Act. That's a federal legislation. It's a Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. And the Attorney General has been working with the registries and making sure that there's compliance with those laws. So again, get the help if you need it, especially if you're struggling with foreclosures. I think as much as I've been talking about how the real estate economy is doing good, we know unemployment is up. We know people are struggling. So don't wait. You might not have gotten any, you might have gotten calls from the bank, but I think a lot of lenders are weary of running afoul of some of these moratoriums and some of these laws. So if you're struggling and not paying your mortgage, there's going to be a day of reckoning. And I would reach out and get the help and the counsel and the advice. Remember, these are nonprofit groups, and they give you great advice, and they give you counseling services. So please take advantage of that.
Yeah, and I think it's great advice. Certainly the worst thing you can do is nothing, because it's not going to go away.
Not at all. And it just came into my head, the homesteads that we talked about were up in Quincy third quarter. They were up 5%. In countywide, they weren't. So again, Quincy is bucking the trend.
We'll take credit for that.
You should take credit. Quincy Access Television has always been pushing the homesteads, and we appreciate it. From the ESAs to just, you do a great job in helping the consumers realize they can protect their home, and it's the biggest asset most of us have.
That's right. Have you heard, Bill, anything about scams or frauds related to the pandemic when it comes to the real estate market?
No, I tell you, One thing I would push, and it's funny, we've been getting some letters. There's a private group. I guess I should have privatized what we did at the registry here. We had the Consumer Notification Service, and we have over 1,300 people have signed up, and a few hundred people from Quincy. What we did in Norfolk County, we're the first registry to do it here in Massachusetts, was do a Consumer Notification Service where you can sign up for an email. I've signed up myself. And if any document gets recorded in the name of William O'Donnell, and it could be William J. O'Donnell, it could be William T. O'Donnell, it could be I'm William Patrick O'Donnell, I get a notice. And, you know, I can go on the computer and check, but if you're not good with the computer, you can call our customer service center at 781-461-6101. And you just want to make sure when you get that email that that document has nothing to do with your property. And for me, it hasn't. But there might be a time where I get that email and it involves my property. It could be a mortgage on my property, or it might even be a deed, God forbid. I haven't prevented the scam, and the Consumer Notification Service doesn't prevent the scam, but you can now go to court. You can go to the law enforcement authorities. We have a list of them on our website that you can start trying to correct the problem. And the reason why I bring that up, we've been getting some correspondence. LifeLocks is a national group. I guess Rudy Giuliani is their spokesman, and you know, they're pushing this. And again, what I say to the residents of Norfolk County is, look, we're doing it here at the registry as a service, and it doesn't cost anything. And I know people sometimes find it inconvenient to get an email or bothersome, but for me, if it involves protecting possibly my property against fraud, then it's well worth it. But people have to make that decision. But the FBI says that property and mortgage fraud is the fastest growing white collar crime. So this LifeLock certainly is a private organization. And I think there's a reason their marketing is because, you know, there's fraud out there. The FBI says there's fraud, but I think in Norfolk County, I would go to the straight to the source, as I say, for the deed scams. You know, when we were out and about, and hopefully someday we'll be back at Quincy City Hall or at the Senior Center, not only in Quincy and around the county. When people come in, you know, we certify for free. If you want a certified copy of your deed, I just stamp it and we certify it. And, you know, people sometimes pay $60 to another group is up to $95 now for that. And we say, go straight to the source. So if you want to take steps to not prevent a fraud, but to kind of take an extra layer because there are scams out there, I would go to our website and sign up for the Consumer Notification Service. And again, it's for Norfolk County land, and we make it available to residents, taxpayers, anyone that owns property here in Norfolk County.
Yep, I've signed up for it myself. It was quick, it was easy, and it's just another peace of mind to know that, you know, there's another level looking out just in case.
Yeah, it's very similar to what I say about the homestead. You know, the homestead, your local legislators in Quincy have written it into the law, and they've made some changes to the homestead that better protect consumers. They allow, for instance, if you have an owner property in trust, you can record a homestead. They made changes like homesteads used to be terminated if you refinanced, and now they've changed aspects of that. And so if these mechanisms are available, you really should take advantage of it. And much like the homestead, you may never need it. And it's no substitute for having good insurance on your house as far as, you know, if someone gets injured on your property or you get into a car accident and you don't have enough insurance on your car and they start looking at your assets. What's one of your biggest assets? Your home. Well, no substitute for good insurance, but it also helps to have a homestead because the homestead, if it's recorded at the registry, prevents the forced sale of your home for certain debts, you know, not taxes. If you don't pay the city, the taxes, that they can foreclose on you or the bank, their mortgage. But, you know, other situations like that car accident where, you know, you might have injured someone and it was your fault. The homestead is, what you said, another layer of protection, much like the Consumer Notification Service.
Yeah, and it's a minimal cost, right, for the homestead?
Yes, still, fees have gone up, no doubt, but that fee has stayed at $36. So it's a relatively modest fee compared to the other fees. and well worth doing.
Yeah. I know, Bill, you're behind a push to have mortgage transparency passed on Beacon Hill. Where does that stand?
Yes. House bill, we have two bills. House bill, one, and they say the same thing. We filed in the House and the Senate, House Bill 1413 and Senate Bill 960. In fact, Senator John Kenan is the lead sponsor on both of these bills. And what it does is when we were out and about, you know, people sometimes, you know, when they were trying to find out who held their mortgage, or some people were struggling with foreclosure, other people were just trying to, you know, get a discharge. A lot of times assignments weren't being recorded on all portions of the registry. It's a law on the land court side. We mentioned there's two types of land. And assignments would get recorded, but 80% of the volume in Norfolk County is on the recorded land side. And we're fine. What the bill does is basically, I think it just creates more transparency in government, is if your mortgage gets assigned, your residential mortgage, we're not talking corporate, your residential mortgage gets assigned, there's an obligation to record the assignment. That's not the case right now. And so a lot of times people are like, look, I'm paying some group and they're saying they're not the entity that's really holding the mortgage. I'm just trying to find out. And in this age of internet where we have everything online, if these groups, these, especially the larger institutions, you know, the smaller community banks, from my experience, always would record, or pretty much always would record their assignments. It's the bigger institutions, you know, too big to fail. And, you know, sometimes they didn't do everything right, as we know from the recession in 2008, 2009. But people could go on our website and, you know, run their name and see, oh, there's the assignment. So that's the group that has my mortgage. And we have links to the FDIC. Remember, we have that document, where has my bank gone? So on our website, you can chase them down if you have any questions or need some customer service. And we're getting close. I got to say, I know the Quincy delegation has been supportive. Representative Bruce Ayers, you got, you know, Tacky Chan. But Senator Keenan has been the lead sponsor. You got Ron Mariano, of course. And, you know, we're in, it's in third reading, which okay. means it's closer than it's ever been. But, you know, I recognize, you know, there are priorities, the COVID-19 and, you know, the legislature is working on other things like that. So I hope it gets passed. I think it's a good piece of legislation. But, of course, there are interest groups out there at the State House that are against it. Usually, you know, the bigger institutions and the bigger banks who sometimes don't make it easy for the consumer to try to track their loans. And again, we're only talking residential mortgage, and it just obligates, if your mortgage gets transferred or assigned, it just obligates that entity, the two entities that are involved, get the assignment recorded, you know, keep it, you know, I think it's a sound piece of legislation, but sometimes sound pieces of legislation don't always pass, but we're close. And we got to thank our supporters to get it into third reading. That's farther than it's ever been before. Yes. So, to great tip of the hat to the Quincy legislators, especially Senator John Kenan on this bill.
It's a Bill Belichick. Do your job, right?
Well, yes. And do your job, because it helps the consumers, you know, and that's the trouble. You know, the consumers, you know, we're up there fighting, you know, most consumers, you know, they don't really become aware of it till, a lot of times at office hours, when people would say, hey, I'm trying to find out who holds my mortgage, and it's been a nightmare. And you know, just, you know, people are so busy working and, you know, making sure, you know, taking care of the children and paying mortgages. They're not totally focused on the benefits of legislation until they need it. And I think there's a lot of good and a lot of benefit to the consumers with this legislation, which is why I think it at least has gotten to the third reading this year.
Yeah. Great to see you, Bill. Really appreciate the update, as always.
Joe, thank you. And again, I can't thank, you know, Quincy Access Television enough. It's always great to And you know, great to visit Quincy. I always like visiting Quincy. One of my favorite days is, you know, when they do the wreath set laying. I see they're going to do it remotely. I'm sure Quincy Access Television is involved in that, and I hope we get to the day where now we're in person doing things when everyone can do it safe and well and free of COVID. So, but thanks again for letting the Registry of Deeds get brought into the homes of the Quincy residents. Thank you.
You're very welcome. It's our pleasure. Hopefully, like you say, next time we can do it in person.
Well, it may not be the next time, Joe, the way they talk, but at some future time, let's hope.
All right. Thanks again, Bill.
All right, Joe. Thank you.